personal experience. Jan is working on a children's book about PSP. Jan Collingsworth was looking forward to days filled with gardening and long walks after taking early retirement from teaching. Sadly, her plans changed drastically when she received a diagnosis of PSP in 2023. No longer able to go on long walks or garden, Jan is determined to continue her passion for writing and is currently writing a book to help children understand PSP. "I love words," Jan explains. "I love the freedom writing gives me. Sometimes I can pick up a pen and start writing only to find that 2 or 3 hours have passed." Jan's journey to diagnosis began with a series of concerning symptoms: poor balance, mobility issues, memory lapses, and double vision. Initially, she thought they were unrelated, just the signs of aging. It was her optician who first noticed something more serious and referred her to neurology. "Several months later, I learned they were all symptoms of one condition, PSP," she says. The diagnosis was devastating, and for a time, Jan feared the worst. "It took several weeks before the understanding sunk in, and then I thought death was imminent." Jan has always had a passion for writing, and despite her progressing symptoms, she's determined to continue. Jan said at one point, "I couldn't hold a pen. My fingers were swollen and stiff. I cried, but I wasn't going to give in." She used a soft ball to keep her fingers moving and returned to her writing even when she couldn't read it. For Jan, writing has become a way to manage her emotions. Jan said, "I keep a journal of my PSP journey, which I write in. Keeping my journal helps me to process things. I often reread it and wonder why this has happened to me. I don't dwell on it though, but it gives me a sense of perspective." Jan is working on a children's book about PSP. Jan said, "This book is a way in for parents to explain PSP to their children. It is aimed at gently explaining what PSP is and what might happen to their loved one. This is such a complex subject that it needs to be handled with compassion and sensitivity." Though Jan is no longer able to do the things she loves, like walking or gardening, she remains focused on her writing. "Writing is a part of me and will always be important. It's funny to think my books will be out there, wherever that is, long after I've gone." Awareness.